Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the... Everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars, but as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting to details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
I got to put a little oil in it.
go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Ooh, it's Friday Eve, y'all. I'm so excited.
Friday Junior.
You better know it. It is Thursday, November the 14th. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth because you deserve the best. We hope that you are having a great week so far. I know I'm having a good morning, Telly.
Yeah, you have reason to.
Yes. Good morning, Telly.
Good morning. Good morning. I have reason to, too. I'm breathing. And sometimes that's good enough for me.
I have a little bit more than that, but I do appreciate the fact that the Most High allowed me another day on this earth. Good morning, DJ Ricky on the ones and twos.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm having a great morning.
Watch me trigger Al. The good Lord woke me up this morning, started me on my way. Won't the good Lord do it?
Look at Al.
Look at Al. He's like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Well, did he knock them devils off your shoulders?
You know what? Let me not mess with Al this morning. I love you, Al. So, yeah, the Milwaukee Bucks game last night.
Man.
L-I-T. Go Bucks. What?
Yeah. About Giannis 59. Man.
Wait a minute. The score was like, what, 107? And Giannis scored like 107? Milwaukee Bucks, if y'all are listening, first of all, I look at the bench, and I'm like, besides Giannis, them players look 12.
Mm-hmm. That's what everyone's saying. Yeah. Very young team. Very young team.
And trust and believe, the first two quarters, it was just the Giannis show. I said, at first, I felt sorry for him, but then I remembered how much they pay him. Said, you better run up and down that
it's
court.
It's hard to feel sorry for someone making $300 million contract.
So he got a little emotional after the game, Telly.
Yeah, you were telling me, and then I don't think you finished. Like, why was he emotional?
Well, as you had informed me earlier this week, Giannis had a bit of an episode where he snapped on his team. He was like, what are we doing? Like,
yeah.
I can't be the only one out here. And yesterday, they apparently, from his lens, they stepped up.
Okay.
The game went into overtime. The Milwaukee Bucks won by 1 point against the Detroit Pistons, who is also a very young team.
Yes.
And, you know, in the first half, it wasn't looking that great. I mean, there's at one point in the first quarter where it was like all Giannis 20 points and the Pistons were up by 7. It was like 27-20. But at the end of the game, and shout out to Melanie Ricks because, you know, she's the Bucks sideline reporter and she was interviewing Giannis and everybody just stayed and listened to Giannis and, like, they turned the music off and everything. You could literally hear a pin drop and Giannis was just like, I want to thank the team stepped up, the players, they stepped up, we were able to come through. And what's the Pistons player that lost his ever loving mind?
Oh, Isaiah Stewart. I saw
you
that.
You saw he pulled Giannis?
Yeah, man. I saw that. And he's known to be kind of a dirty player.
Didn't
too.
Didn't he fight LeBron James?
Yeah.
But here's the thing, Ricky. This is what I love about one of the things I love about Milwaukee and Bucks fans. when that player pulled Giannis down, if you were at the Bucks game last night, 833-212-1017, dude, it was like the whole Bucks stadium was like, what? What's up? What you want to do? Whoa, we can do this right now. This one fan. Security was like, okay, hold on. Hold on, Robert. Have a seat. He was like, Giannis, don't nobody put their hands on Giannis. Let's go.
Like, boy, we'll tear this arena up.
Yeah, we'll
like,
tear this arena up.
What A-Rod is to the Yankees, Giannis is to the Bucks.
Dude, I mean, Giannis didn't even hit the floor 2 seconds, and you could see all the people on the floor just rushing.
Wow.
There were some people that were like in the 100 level. They was just like, I mean, literally, like I saw this one dude. He took off his jacket.
Man, look, you don't touch. Look, what? We don't care about nothing. You don't touch Giannis.
Hey, it's amazing how emotions can run because you 5'9", and keep in mind, this dude is 6'8", 250, and I think he's worked out a few days in his life. So you may run
dude.
Up on him, but.
That's a big dude.
Yeah, by the time you get there, you'd be like, hey, I might want to take a second thought about this.
I was just playing.
But, hey, man, I was running over here. Hey, man, they're my nachos. I thought those were my nachos. Why y'all take
Don't touch them. Just play ball.
Man, there was a lot of frogs. They were getting leafy.
Yeah. But you better be careful.
No, it was a great game. Brandon Jennings was in the building. And, of course, you know, he was so animated last night. So animated.
Yeah.
It was an exciting game. It went into overtime. And the Bucks pulled it off. I think it was, what was the final score? It was like at the triple digits. I know that. But
you made me think about like how everything works out, DT, and people don't even realize how it happened. So Brandon Jennings, of course, played for the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And got traded to the Pistons.
Oh.
And, you know, sometime they'll do a trade, but in order to make the salaries match up, they may throw in another player. So in the trade, it was Brandon Jennings for Brandon Knight. And the salaries didn't match. So the throw-in player was who?
Brandon Jennings.
Chris Middleton.
Oh,
Chris
wow,
Middleton.
Shut up.
That surprises me.
Oh, I mean, I'm telling you this because I was there. So Chris Middleton was the throw-in player, and he ended up coming here and getting his, like, big contract, and then boom.
Speaking of that, Chris, where are you at with your $120 billion contract? As a matter of fact, all the $100 billion, because it was funny because when – what's his name? The player that pulled Giannis down on the floor?
Isaiah Stewart.
Darren, my son, because we went to the game together. He said, man, that's $153 million he just pulled down on the floor. He's like, that's why everybody was like, ah! But I'm like, how do we have all of these? And then I thought, you know what? It makes sense. We can't afford grown men. That's why we got to hire these young boys. Because all the other dollars that went to Giannis, Chris, Dane, ain't no money.
And Brooke,
I can see it now, the recruitment process. Hello? Hey, how you doing there, Bobby? Not Bobby Portis. Let me make up another name. Hey, how you doing there, Matt? I'm good. Hold on. Let me turn off my PS3. I'm just in the middle of playing. Hey, would you like to play for the NBA? Yeah, would you? Would you? You would, wouldn't you? Wouldn't that be an extraordinary opportunity? I tell you what. How much are you making right now? Oh, man, I ain't really working right now. You know, I'm just out here trying to, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to pay you $30,000.
Right. I'm just playing these video games, you know. Just
we're going to pay you. And look how I'm standing. We're going to pay you $30,000 per season.
What you thinking that?
Per season. Doesn't that sound great? Isn't that wonderful? Mom! Pack up my suitcase!
Now, these taxes take that. You broke.
Because all them players that were sitting, I was like, how old are they? I need to see driver's license. Do they have driver's licenses?
It's definitely so young of a league now, DT. It was so different when just even 10 years ago where there were true veterans on the team.
Man.
Somebody that may be 35, but shoot. Like the oldest person on some people's roster is like 30, 28 years old.
Dude, I promise you, they were sitting on the bench and they had their portable PSPs. I mean, seriously, them young men. And thank you, Enos, on our Troop Talking text line. The Bucks score was 120 127. So thank you. And the Bucks won, yeah. 127-120. They beat the Detroit Pistons. And shout out to the honey chicken sandwiches that was on deck last night, because I had about 8 of them. The lady was like, I got to go get some more. And I said, please, thank you. I'll wait. Look at Ricky.
Hey, I would just make sure they fresh.
Because look, you know how I am. I was like, okay, I know I've had 6. The 6th one don't count because it was kind of cold. She's like, okay, well, let me go out in the back and get some more. Man, y'all.
What restaurant is this?
The BMO Club.
Oh, I forgot. You know,
shut
DT
up,
got money.
No,
she got to be front and center.
All I'm saying is, Ricky, the honey chicken sandwiches were fire. That's all I'm saying. Next time you go to a Bucks game, just act like, look, sometimes you just act like you belong in a room and you'll be surprised if you get in the room. Like, hey, what you mean BMO Club badge? You see who I am? Walk up in there and get your honey chicken sandwich and walk back out.
Or you just start a conversation to deflect them. Like,
right.
If they, where's your badge? Hey, how your mom and them doing?
Cousin.
Cousin.
Cousin Petey.
Cousin Petey. You know me? Little Lucky. Shoot.
Cousin Petey.
But shout out to the Milwaukee Bucks for bringing that W last night. It was a great game. Brandon Jennings was in the building. I said that he was so animated. Milwaukee loves some Brandon Jennings.
Yeah,
like, real talk.
They do.
And he was so nice because my son wanted to take a picture with him. And I said, man, if you don't go over there and ask that man for a picture.
I'll make that happen.
Yeah, and he did. Great picture, great game. And the Bucks just keep this up. Because Darren and I were like, what is going on? Both of our teams are terrible. The Bears and the Bucks. The Bears and the Bucks are terrible. But the Bucks renewed our faith. Oh, quick update before we take a break. Telly and Ricky, guess what? I shouldn't say I. Darren got the Bears ticket sold.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Is that good news?
Clearly, they were serious about that.
Somebody, matter of fact, somebody called after the show for those tickets.
No, I asked her to text me.
Yeah, I like, you got to hit her up on Instagram.
I gave her my number, Melissa. Melissa, my bad. I texted her my number. I did.
Clearly, it was first come, first serve.
You got that bread.
Yeah.
Darren texted me, and he was like, Mom, I sold the tickets. I said, and you know, we took a little L, because obviously what I paid for the tickets is not what. But it's like the stock market, supply and demand.
Hey.
Listen, they said we ain't going to see this.
A little L is better than a big L. Ricky, a little L is better than a big L last time I checked.
Darren was like, Mama, if you don't take this money.
Yeah.
We ain't watching this ass.
The Packers aren't even going to that game. So, yeah, shout out to the person that bought the tickets, because I was not trying to watch.
Did it clear yet, though? Like, that, you know, don't be congratulating them. But be like, oh, man, my dog, my Zelle ain't acting right. Yeah.
You know
it
what?
It ain't acting right because it ain't in there.
Aren't we a trip? How does Zelle not work? How does Zelle not work?
I wish somebody
man,
would
some issues, man.
Zelle like, ain't working.
I don't even know, man. My
you
cash
the only
app,
one that got issues look, with Zelle.
My Cash App been tripping. It
my
ain't,
Cash
it ain't
App
happen.
Been tripping, man.
It ain't happening.
Like, it's just, I submit it, and then it'll kick it back to me.
No, actually.
Where's the proof to that?
I have had issues with Cash App.
I mean, no, it's real, but I mean,
it's so rare.
But yeah,
exactly.
But you got that one friend. How come everybody else know how to Cash App but you?
And then it'd be the person that don't be having no money. No.
Oh, I love that friend. They'd be like, well, I don't have friends like that. I used to, but you know, when you get older, you don't have no friends like that. But yeah, the one friend would be like, oh man, I don't even use Cash App. I don't use PayPal.
I do.
And then go somewhere, they only got a Discover card. Be like, man, you
Chime
know nobody
card.
Take Discover.
Cash App card. I know you're a grown man.
I know they ain't a Rush card. That Negro is in Belize.
Like, why you don't have a bank account? Honey, you are a grown man.
I know they ain't a Rush card.
I had a friend like that. He would only bring, like, we would be somewhere, be like, all right, you know, let's go ahead and ante up. Man, I got it, but I only got a Discover card. Be like, you know don't nobody. There's only 3 businesses in the country that take Discover.
Man.
I don't even think 7-Eleven or none of these convenience stores will take Discover. But shout out to Discover Cards. They might sponsor our show one day, Telly. Shout out. We love Discover.
Well,
my cousin.
Just make it available
that.
Some other few more places.
me and my cousin will be out and we got to pay our tag. Hey, you got Tap to Pay? Like, you got Apple? Bro, you a grown man. Why you don't have a debit card?
Right?
Like, no, I'm not paying your tab. Like,
yeah, we got to get together, y'all. It's about to be 2025. Get all the payment apps.
Princess said, not that Rush card.
Yeah, Russell Simmons is literally no longer a citizen of this country. So tell me why you got a Rush card. Man, it's black too. They all are.
They still work.
Black and pink. All right, y'all. When we come back, so it is Friday Eve. And yesterday we had a poll about, do you want us to continue discussing the election? And was it the majority or maybe over 50% of people
majority,
said yeah?
But it wasn't a lot.
Yeah. So we are going to discuss post-election updates, announcements, because there were some major moves that the GOP party, a.k.a. Yeah. Republicans, made yesterday. But when we come back from break, y'all.
it feel like the election. You know, it was neck and neck. And then all of a sudden.
I'm still tripping off of that.
We talking about it now. Like,
I'm still tripping off of that. How was it neck to neck every day? And then the map, like I said, looked like a Kool-Aid commercial.
Boom. Got the doors blown out.
When we come back, before we get into the politics and the government and the election. Truth Nation, our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. I'm trying to understand. Just help me understand, Truth Nation. What's up with your boy Mike Tyson? We're going to get into that when we come back from break. Because I'm going to tell you right now, all my friends, if I tell you I'm going to do some stuff that I used to do when I was in my 20s, please pull my card and be like, sit, yo. When we come back, we're getting into Mike Tyson. Who y'all putting your money on? 833-212-1017. Let's go, y'all. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, again, it is Friday Eve, or as Telly says, Friday Junior, Thursday, November the 14th. We almost there, y'all. Friday is around the corner. Now, tomorrow, speaking of Friday, should I say, Telly, history will be made? Or are we going to witness some...
I don't know what we're going to witness. I don't feel good about it, though.
Mike Tyson, the former heavyweight champion... And I mean, for those that did not grow up in the 80s or 90s, I remember where people would like put in money in a pot together to host a Mike Tyson fight watch party. Mm-hmm. And pay-per-view at that time, it was astronomical. Like, it was like $90 all the way up to like $200. And the bruhs... would have, because that's the ladies would be like, girl, we going to the Mike Tyson watch party tonight.
It was an event.
And everybody would be so upset because after preparing what could have been almost a month, because, you know, there was no social media. Mm. You had to call people. There was no texting.
Right.
You had to pick up the phone. You had to go to the barbershop. You had to say, hey, man, I'm hosting a Mike Tyson fight watch party tonight. Like, it was an effort.
Mm-hmm.
To then... have the fight start, and within, and I'm not even exaggerating for those that are not hip to Mike Tyson when he was in his prime, it literally be 20 seconds, knockout.
That's it, yeah. I actually, DT, had the privilege to go to a Mike Tyson fight.
Shut up.
Yes.
What year and who?
Who
did he kill?
Yeah, so it was his first fight after he got out of jail. And it was in Memphis, Tennessee at the Pyramid.
He was angry.
Oh, man. It was one of the craziest things because, and I actually went with my girlfriend then, who's my wife now. We went, and Mike Tyson entered this arena, DT, and the place got quiet. Like, it's almost like you're wondering, like, man, is this dude about to jump in the crowd and just start swinging and this, that, and the other? And, man, his name was Clifford the Rhino Etienne, and he beat this dude in, like, 2 rounds.
His first fight, Telly, in 1985.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, for those, again, that are not familiar with Mike Tyson, he is what they call a heavyweight. So he made his debut in 1985 as a professional boxer, heavyweight. It took this man, at the age of 18, 1 minute and 47 seconds to knock out his opponent out, Hector Mercedes, to withdraw. Hector Mercedes withdrew just after 1 minute and 40 seconds of getting devastating blows from Mike Tyson to his body and his head. I'm telling y'all right now, Mike Tyson, it wasn't even no negotiation. Like, the only reason why I'm going in the ring to fight Mike Tyson is because I need to eat.
Yes.
I ain't got no money.
Yes, it was. So that was February 22nd, 2003, DT. Wow.
Wow.
And it only lasted 1 round.
That's what I'm saying.
And I remember it was like 3 couples. It was my brother and his girlfriend and my cousin and his girlfriend. We were like, man, we're going down to Memphis and made a weekend out of it and everything. Because it's only like 3.5 hours from East St. Louis. And so, man, we get down there. We're like, yeah, after the fight, we going this, we woo, woo, woo. Man, we get to the fight. It lasted literally like 90 seconds. And we were like,
exactly.
Come on, man.
Just imagine. You get your best outfit.
Oh, yes.
You buy a plane ticket. You get the best hotel. You get the best cologne. Best
he said
food.
The best cologne. I'm weak.
You done spent about
to what?
You done spent about $3,000 to $4,000 on a weekend just for 90 seconds.
Yeah.
That's why Tupac acted a fool after that one Tyson fight.
Yeah.
Where he got shot. Because he was mad. Because he was like, man, Tyson, you supposed to. So here we are, 2024. And tomorrow. And I'm flying back to Dallas tonight because I just, now of course, Truth Nation, DT will not be at the game. Number one, because I just Googled the price of a close, like, stage seat. Just take a guess how much you think a nice up close in front seat costs to go to this game tomorrow or this fight.
Yeah.
It's $12,500. And that's just like fourth row. So tomorrow,
crazy.
Mike Tyson is going to put on his gloves once again. And go against 27-year-old YouTuber Jake Paul at the AT&T Stadium, which is, as Telly had mentioned, Jerry's World, the home of the Dallas Cowboys. And this is literally more than 7,000 days since his last professional outing.
How many?
7,000. His last professional fight.
That's a long time.
Where he lost to Kevin McBride.
I remember that.
More than 19 years ago. And his last exhibition fight was 4 years ago, coincidentally, when Paul was fighting in just a second professional fight. So if you ask me, excuse me, both of these, he's a YouTuber, and then you got an insane old man who lost his mind thinking he can get back in the ring. Now, here's my thing, Truth Nation. Just let us know. 833-212-1017. You can also stream and watch Telly and I Live. I'm getting some Rocky IV vibes.
You don't say.
I'm getting. So this is how I envision Mike Tyson entering AT&T Stadium tomorrow. Mike Tyson will come in like Apollo Creed. Ow! You're going to have to throw. It's great. His gray hair gonna be sticking out on you. Oh, my bad. Yeah, man. Yeah. Let's go, man. Hey, look. It's Mike Tyson. We gonna do this, man.
Living in America.
Yeah, we living in America. Now, if you're not familiar. Oh, my God.
It's going to be
I'm
bad.
So going to hell. If you are it's not familiar with Rocky IV, this scene right here, Apollo Creed came out, had James Brown on the stage.
Everything.
He came out with about 20 trainers behind him. He had American flag boxer shorts, big old Uncle Sam American hat, because he was fighting a Russian.
Mm-hmm.
All I got to say is this. Throw in the damn towel! That's exactly what people are going to be saying tomorrow. Mike, come on, man.
It's going to be one of the first time the boxer talks back to the trainer. You know, most of the time, the trainer's like, hey, man, you got to do this. You got to get inside. You got to. And you just, okay, okay. This trainer going to be like, hey, Mike, you got to, you know, do this. He's going to be like, man, I'm trying, man. I ain't got nothing left. I'm
Amen.
60.
Amen. Look, I don't want to. I don't have any music, okay? I just want to go out there and fight. I want to fight a good fight. I'm like, who is Mike Tyson's friends? He ain't got no friends.
Hey, what did I tell you before? If you're about to do something and you ain't getting no support, you might want a second get out a second thought.
I mean, when you think about the fact that Mike Tyson is over the age of 40. Let's just start there. And not only is he over the age of 40, he's 58. Yeah. He's 58 years old. Your whole career, like from the time that you were knee-high to a duck's butt, you've been boxing. People have been hitting your... Now, I get it. He was a bad mamma jamma.
He was.
But you still, from a neurological standpoint, have been taking consistent blows to the head and to the body.
Yeah.
Now, he may knock some people out, but he still took all those hits.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just worried that, you know, there's going to be that one false hit.
Yeah.
But Mike, come on, man.
And the sad thing about boxing, and I love boxing. Like that's my second favorite sport to watch and everything, not to participate in, but just to watch. But more often than not, they take that one last hit, it's too late. Like it's always after the fact. They'll be like, "Man, probably that last fight, that was the one that kind of, you know, took me over." But it's like, well, if you know that's the possibility, then why risk it?
I mean, and to your point, Telly, that's exactly what tomorrow's going to be. A high-risk fight for Tyson. And so, DJ Ricky, as we go to break, can we put a live YouTube poll up? And the Truth Talking text line is already blowing up. We got folks texting about Tyson. Chauncey said, what? Y'all got Tyson messed all the way up. Tyson about to knock out somebody tomorrow. $$$$$. Okay. I tell you what. Let's get a poll, Ricky. And we're going to hear from Telly when we come back from break. Because Telly, like, he got something to say about that. Do you think Tyson is going to win the fight tomorrow? Do you think Tyson, matter of fact, should Tyson be fighting tomorrow? YouTube. Go to our YouTube. I can't even get it out. Because Chauncey, okay, all right, 833-212-1017. We come back, we're going to get more into,
I just want to play. I just want to come out here and show the people that I still got it.
Okay, we're going to see. We'll be back, y'all.
I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Ain't nothing but against the party. Party.
Hey, Truth Nation, we have teamed up with Associated Bank for our Black-owned business give back. Each quarter, we will be giving away $6,000 worth of free commercial advertising for 3 months to 5 Black businesses. Visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That is blackbusinessgiveback.com to sign up today. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure on the truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank member FDIC.
If you are just tuning in, good morning. It is Friday Eve. Let's go. The Bucks won last night. Now, speaking of victories, we've been discussing the boxing match, which will take place tomorrow in Arlington, Texas, the home of the Dallas Cowboys at the AT&T Stadium, between Mike Tyson, 58-year-old Mike Tyson, and what's his name, Jake Paul?
Jake Paul.
Who is 28?
Yeah.
Damn.
He knee high to a duck's butt, okay? He a little young thing. Now, Mr. Paul, it is said that he will make around $40 million from the fight, and Mike Tyson will make around $20
million. What?
The more important question is, as we have a live poll on our YouTube message board, should Mike Tyson be fighting? Now, Telly, I want to get your reaction, because on our YouTube message board, a number of people, August says that Tyson is in excellent shape. Cross says, LOL, Tyson is the GOAT. He from Mad Cross. And thank you, Cross. I appreciate the compliment. And on our Truth Talking text line, Chauncey says, what? Y'all got Tyson messed all the way up.
No, Tyson, Bradford wrong for this.
What happened? What'd he
say? Did you see? Refresh it.
Good morning, DT and Telly. Too funny.
He wrong for that. So,
I'm wrong too, so I can't even say that.
He said, don't disrespect the Tampa. And he did spell disrespect with an S.
You know what? Bradford, I like your style. I like your style. So, Telly, we were talking during break because a lot of people are saying Tyson's going to win because he's in great physical shape. Let me just say this. Again, if you haven't watched Rocky IV, go back and watch Rocky IV. Apollo Creed was, how would you describe his physical condition when he stepped into the ring?
Oh, man, he looked great.
Like zero body fat.
Yeah, he looked awesome.
And here's what we have to understand, folks. It's not about the physical shape. It's the neurological aspect of it. Because if you are getting hit in the head, especially at the age of 58, you could create for yourself a severe traumatic brain injury. And if your brain is injured, it doesn't matter what's going on from the neck down. Because everybody keeps saying Tyson's in great shape. Yeah, he is. But guess what?
That don't mean anything,
man. I'll say this to you. I'm not in the greatest shape, but I'm in good shape. But I am about to go fight Baby D from next Friday.
And here's something that I always say, especially for athletes that are at the end of their careers. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should be doing it. So just because Mike Tyson's in great shape for a 58-year-old doesn't mean he should be out here fighting this dude. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, I was just trying to think of another analogy, because it's just amazing to me. In his prime, Tyson's prime, not only would Jake Paul get in the ring with, I mean, there's people that wouldn't even be in the same arena as him. He was so intimidating. And now, so that, like, to me, like, if you even beat Mike Tyson, it's like, well, I beat Mike Tyson even though he's 58 years old. That's like Marshawn Beauchamp, and I'm not picking on him, but that's like him saying, I could beat Michael Jordan 1-on-1. Look at Mike. He's in great shape.
Do you see Michael Jordan getting in the ring? I mean, getting on the court?
Yeah, it did. Because he doesn't have anything to prove.
Here's my thing. And I love August. I love Cross. I love all y'all. But y'all could be my friends.
Yeah, I'm going to go fight. They'd be like, oh, yeah, you got it. You in great shape.
You got it.
Now, all the doctors have literally, all the top physicians and neurological doctors have said that if Tyson gets hit in any shape, form, or fashion in the head, why are you laughing, Telly? He's gonna face a higher risk of neurological damage by stepping back in this ring. And these are the top neurological doctors, professors of neurology that are saying it is a high risk for him, regardless of his physical shape. Oh, here we go. Al?
No, that doesn't register, DT. Before we get to Al, that doesn't register to people when they hear stuff from, you know, neurologists and stuff.
Yeah, y'all can
what
be
they
my
need
friend.
To say was, hey, if Mike Tyson get hit in the head the wrong way, he can look like Martin when he fought Tommy the Hitman Hearns.
What?
And his head exploded.
He does.
Ricky, let the people. What was the guy's name that basically murdered Apollo Creed in Rocky IV? What was his
Ivan
name?
Drago.
Ivan Drago.
As he hit, and guess where he hit Apollo Creed, which was the last thing that Apollo Creed saw? In the face, mm-hmm. in the head. He hit him in the face. Throw in the damn towel!
And then what did he say again, Ricky?
What did he say, Ricky? But Ricky taking phone calls.
So.
Yeah, so y'all can't be my friends. Oh, Denise, you're in great shape. You got this. Man, it ain't got nothing to do with that.
Look, on our YouTube message board, DT, Shell says he ain't going to get hit.
Oh, my
how
God.
How many quick 58-year-olds have you came across lately?
Let me add Shell Tate to the list. She can't be my friend, or he can't be my friend. What? What are we talking about? Like, it's this is like, not rocket science. He's in great shape.
Hey, man, he still got them hands. Yeah, he also got feet. He also got everything, too. Doesn't mean they work the way they used to.
His opponent is 28 years old. Michael.
He ain't gonna get hit.
All right, okay. You know what? I can't even get it out no more. Matter of fact, if I was a gambling person, I'd be ready to take all y'all's money tomorrow. Here we go. Good morning, Al. Thank you for your patience. You're live with DT Atelli. What is your question or comment?
Well, I think Mike Tyson knows what he's doing, but I wouldn't throw the towel in so quick on somebody Mike the same age. You know, he might pull that gorilla out the hat. So you never know. And then my other question to you is, how do you feel about another rapist coming in? And I'll hang up and listen.
Who?
He's referring to AG.
So Al, you're just going to call in and be the producer and the caller. You're going to just flip the script on the side.
We were going to get to
right,
that.
Al, I love you, boo. I got this.
We're going to answer that.
If Al don't get his own show. Now, look, Al done got so famous, now he telling us how to do our show. He done went from Mike Tyson. And when you going to talk about the rape? I'm like, wait a minute, what? Al. Be a good listener.
Hey,
got this.
You
got
to be careful when you say that, Al. Well, what about the rapist? Well, Tyson did go to jail for raping somebody. So,
man, you know what? Damn. Side story, when I first moved to Milwaukee in 2003, people would ask me, you know, they ask you when you're new, where are you from?
Indiana.
I said, Indiana. Boy.
You from Marion County?
Man, them black folks here in Milwaukee, they was like, oh, you from Indiana, huh? Y'all put Mike Tyson in. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm 27. I don't know.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. I didn't put him in. You know, that's one thing about black folks. My last name ain't even close to Tyson, and I'm held accountable just because of the state.
It's the innocence. Wait a minute.
I didn't do anything.
I wasn't even there.
I was like 12 when it happened. All right, the caller, good morning. Thank you so much for holding. You're live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Well, my comment is, after last Tuesday, I am not as apt to predict anything, but I wish there was a Red Fox meme from Harlem Nights when the guy – Stan Shaw was gonna fight the other dude, and the champ gonna kill that white boy. He's not a real boxer. If he was a real boxer, I doubt if he will probably hit Mike Tyson in the head once he gets hit in his ribs. I have seen Mike training, and it doesn't look much different than 25 years ago. His head moves very fast, and it's one thing to fight pretend fights like Jake Paul has fought, but Mike Tyson also is not a fighter like Muhammad Ali, who has been hit a lot of times in his career, with the exception of Evander Holyfield and a few others. Usually it ended in the minute that you talked about, and I'm predicting that body blows. I will go and predict this as a Packer fan.
Here you go. Here you go.
A Bear fan. You're an expert on a lot of things, but you're a Bear fan, and I love you. But the doors of Packer Nation are open, and we did see what happened last Tuesday. So I agree with you. There's nothing that would surprise me, but I really believe that this world-class athlete is superior to this guy who's a YouTuber. If it was a real boxer, I would be worried for Mike, but Jake Paul is not a real boxer.
Okay.
All right.
Well, Go ahead, Tony.
No, I was going to say, hey, to each his own, but you talking about he still got them hands and this, that, and the other. Didn't he have them hands against Kevin McBride?
And Kevin McBride would do the same thing to Jake Paul that Mike Tyson would do. I believe Roy Jones would as well.
Okay.
And Bernard Hopkins at this age.
You know, the great thing about it,
every
the caller, we don't see.
And it's some 28-year-olds who I would knock out because I'm not a professional and they are.
Okay.
Again,
God bless.
God bless you and I love you back, the caller. And really quick before we go to break, I would rather eat glass, lick the corner of 27th and Lisbon.
Oh, Lord.
Before I convert to a Packers fan, okay? I need you to hear me that, caller. I'll say it one more again just in case. I'll say it slower. I would rather eat glass slowly and lick any corner on 27th and Lisbon before I convert to a Packers fan. So it's never going to happen. And yes, the Bears still suck. Black Conscious, we see you. When we come back, man, our True Talking text line is blowing up. I love how on the True Talking text line, Ina says, you guys, Rocky IV was a movie. There's a lot of movies that reminded me or influenced my decision.
I was about to say, Ricky even admitted he used to say Candy Man in the mirror.
Okay.
So don't talk about movies.
It might have been a movie, but it looked real, real to me.
Beetlejuice, right, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Okay. All right, y'all. We come back. We're going to continue this conversation about the Mike Tyson fight that takes place in Dallas, Arlington, Texas, tomorrow at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told, with DT and Telly. Stay locked in.
You ready for next week?
Ready. Yeah.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This is one of my favorite all-time songs. Like, all-time. What happened to Guy? Oh, I think Aaron Hall got caught up in it.
Aaron Hall's birthday just passed, I believe, not so long ago.
Oh, I think he's part of that. I'm freaking off. I ain't gonna say nothing now. All right, good morning. Hope y'all are having a great week. It is Friday Eve, Friday Junior, Thursday, November the 14th. We've been talking about the fight that's going to take place. And by the way, Mike Tyson will go down next to Muhammad Ali as the greatest heavyweight boxer of all time.
Yeah, the only gain he's going to get out of this is his neck gain. Because, I mean, in terms of his record, reputation, or even resume, I don't even think this goes on his Hall of Fame plaque that he beat Jake Paul, even if he does win. I just... Like people have been saying, you know, we thought we could predict the election or at least have an idea, but I just don't feel good about this one. I think it could get real ugly, to be honest.
Let's hear from Black Conscious first. Leticia, we see you. Black Conscious, good morning. Hold on, let me say it right. Grand Rising, Black Conscious. King, Black Conscious.
My sister, love. What up, Telly? But in this case, I'm going to have to come to your defense. The caller, don't mess around and get your ass with talking about the Bears. So, from the great movie, mess around and find out.
But, thank you. Thank you for having. We're terrible. It's okay. We're terrible.
That's all right, though. That's all right. We can say that. Y'all going to do something with your Green Bay shredded ears, shredded cheese habit.
Oh, he going
so,
in.
Going somewhere with that. Yeah. Now, here's my thing. First of all, you ever seen a young man run up on an old man thinking it's sweet and he got that grandfather strength?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to come along. That's what's going to come along in this. You're going to mess around and find out because of his age. Now, to the point of you saying getting hit in the head, he got to hit him first. And with Mike Tyson, money make us do crazy things. $20 million? Makes us throw everything out the window and go for it.
He's got a point.
But the way the way this man has been training, he looked like he'd have found the fountain of youth. And I'm talking about Mike Tyson. This guy has been fighting has-been celebrities, UFC fighters and stuff like that, and making his name for himself and making a mockery out of the sport. But he going to mess around and find out today when you mess with Mike Tyson. That's just like George Foreman. When George Foreman came out, he tore that young man up, and then he stepped away with a purse. So, mm-hmm. You know, I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know it's going to be a fight, and it's on.
Yeah.
And what I also know is Mike Tyson looks great for the age, for his age. And he didn't look slow. And he might be even more mad because he had his weed all this time he's been practicing. So he might be in some trouble.
We'll see. We'll see. All right. Leticia.
Again, go Bears!
Bear down. Lonely, terrible. Is it, Ricky, I want to make sure I pronounce this person. Is it Leticia?
Leticia, yes.
Leticia, good morning. Thank you so much for holding your patience. You're live with DT mm-hmm. and Telly. What is your question or comment?
So I have a comment. So I date. So my honey is a boxing fan. You know, at 18 years old, he won the Golden Gloves, blah, blah, blah. So boxing is really big in our household. So I agree with everything you guys are saying. It's a monetary issue. He is a legend, blah, blah, blah. But I do want to start by saying this. You do not play boxing, right? So every boxing fan knows that saying. You don't play boxing.
Mm-mm.
So, again, I just think it's really a monetary thing. Mm. But I'm a little upset with Tyson because I think his legacy, though, means something. But, off side note, do you guys remember, like, that videography that he made where he talked about his life and he lined up, like, all of his belts and accomplishments? And he straight out said, like, this means nothing to me. Like, this is nothing. This is all, this is all just, you know, stuff. So I feel like since Mike Tyson, in a sense, became woke or started seeing the world in a different perspective, it really don't matter to him. Like, I don't think he really cares about his legacy. And I think this monetary thing is bigger than everything. And I think Jake Paul's going to win. And you know why? Because we are in the era of, like, these social media influencers. And, I mean, he just brings in the bag. And it sucks because I'm not trying to pull the card, but I think it's a privilege thing. Like, he came in, he's playing with boxing. No other person or of person could come in and play with boxing the way that he does. But you add social media influencer plus him and his status, I mean, it's just, it is what it is. And I personally don't like it. Yeah. I think it's a joke.
I don't either. Thank you, Leticia.
And
go ahead.
And think about this. So, like, think about all the people that are investing in social media and, like, all those platforms. So they have Rosie Perez. She is going to commentate, right? Come on now, like, all these people
Rosie
that are investing in
is
this,
the
this is our
oh
money.
Oh, my God.
Yes. She was on The Breakfast Club yesterday.
Wow.
She's going to, like, commentate.
That's kind of
like.
And
she's a big boxing fan.
But she's a big boxing fan, but that's like going back to Do the Right Thing when she was had that scene where, oh, wow.
You know what, Leticia,
Yeah.
I had to throw my mic down.
Thank you for that info,
you,
Leticia.
We got to take
Are you kidding
me?
Oh, my God.
Mulking. See, if people like me and Telly that are actually, like, trained professional orators, Rosie.
That is something.
Before we get to break,
Truth Nation, now is your chance to be our one call. That's all Gruber 5K giveaway entry for the day. Yes, you could be entered to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Be caller number 7 right now at 833-212-1017, and you will be entered to win the $5,000 giveaway with the award-winning 101.7 The Truth and Gruber Law Offices. Again, that is caller number 7 at 833-212-1017. Remember, if you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today. Visit them at gruber-law.com. For official contest rules, visit 1017thetruth.com. And on that note, keep it locked right here for hour number 2
Rosie
of
Perez.
The best morning show on the planet, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly after this.